It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. It's Fri-yay morning. That means we're excited because we say yay. It is time for our latest in-studio guests. We've got Heather and Tessa from St. Baldrick's here. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
We are perfectly fine. Thank you for coming in. Tessa, I understood that you guys flipped a coin and you're going to go first.
That is correct. I did not see a coin come out, but apparently I landed on heads.
Yeah, I think Heather voluntold that you were going to go first. So
that's okay.
Tessa, tell us about St. Baldrick's for those who have no idea what it is, they haven't heard of it, and why it exists. Because unfortunately, it's an organization that has a wonderful mission, and it's sad it has to exist, but a lot of people don't know about it yet.
That's right. So St. Baldrick's is a foundation that raises money not only for to find a cure for childhood cancer, but also to find new drugs and ways to treat childhood cancer, because currently a lot of the drugs that are being used are for adults. They're just taken down to child doses. So we're trying to find a way to allow these children to live a life that they can thrive and they don't have a lot of side effects, because the older they get, the side effects become more prevalent. So the money that we're bringing in goes to not only find a cure, but to find a better way of life and to find better drugs.
Okay. Now, of course, the organization itself is, what are we, 17 years in now, 18 years in?
We are 12 years in in the Elizabethtown area, but St. Baldrick's has been around for
over 20 years,
because my dad has been shaving in Louisville for almost,
this is his
20th year.
Wow.
So St. Baldrick's has been around for quite some time, but our Elizabethtown is 12 years in.
Heather, step on up if you don't mind. So we've got a St. Baldrick's event coming up, and tell us all about it.
We've got our event set for 9/11 or September 11th at the Historic State Theater from 2 to 4. It's also a National Day of Service, so you can go to brunch or church, and then after that, come stop by. You can sign up to shave. We need some people who are willing to brave the shave in solidarity with childhood cancer patients. So we have the website, and I'm sure you guys will share it because you are one of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. I'd also like to take time to thank our sponsors, John O, Give270. They're doing a bourbon raffle, so they'll be there. Also, the Running Souls is going to have they have their like usual Tuesday night run, so they're going to kind of do a dedicated run to us on September 6th. So we'll be there selling some awesome St. Baldrick's past year's t-shirts, vintage, for that for $5 donations. So come join us there. Sign up to Brave the Shave. But September 11th is our real date. And at the Historic State Theater, we're going to have some face painting with Rachel's face painting. I've got a bagpiper, so pumped. And family fun ice cream from Radcliffe's coming down. And so we'd like it to be a whole county or tri-county, everybody, to come down and support our children who have cancer and be diagnosed. I mean, rates are on the rise, unfortunately. And we want safer treatments for our kids.
Well, and this is something that we know to be true. It is not rare.
It's not.
It's far too common. And as you mentioned, rates are rising. What is the incident rate now?
According to St. Baldrick's, worldwide, a child is diagnosed with cancer every 2 minutes. It's the number one disease killer of our children. And St. Baldrick's is the largest private funder of childhood cancer research grants, second only to the United States government. And they're very transparent. They just released their new grant recipients here. And we try to keep our Facebook page really updated with all the things that St. Baldrick's is doing with the money that our community raised. We've raised so far over $255,000.
And in just 12 years.
In just 12 years, yeah.
And in the middle of all that, there was a pandemic. I don't know if you heard.
We did, and we're so thankful. Hopefully, we're on the back end of it. You never know. We hear other things, but we're thankful to finally gather in person to support our kids and their families. Not only does it affect the kids, but it affects the whole family. Parents have to leave other children. It affects siblings. So we know that our community is going to pull together like we always do and support this effort.
Okay, so if folks want to get involved, if they want to brave the shave, if they want to donate, if they want to do something, how do they reach out? Where do they find more information?
The thing that we're keeping up the most is our Facebook page. And our website is listed on there for you to get on there and sign up. It's really easy. And if you have any questions, you can certainly reach out to Tessa or I. But mainly we need people to brave the shave and hopefully you'll share our Facebook page as well. So that'll be the link. It's stbaldricks.org, and you can look it up. The Elizabethtown Downtown Shavedown is the name of our event.
I love the name. Elizabethtown Downtown Shavedown.
Shavedown. What's up?
You can throw signs and everything. Heather and Tessa, thanks for coming in this morning and telling us about St. Baldrick's, and we are Quixie 98.3.